Hello, and welcome to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. This is where we look at various nutrition and fitness-related topics through the lens of application. We want to give you practical takeaways so that you can create your healthiest, best self backed by knowledge. Now, onto the episode with your host, Coach Lisa.
Hello, and welcome back to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. My name is Lisa, I'm your host, and in today's Monday Motivation episode, I'm going to read from the book Ultra Learning by Scott Young. Quote number one, your deepest moments of happiness don't come from doing easy things. They come from realizing your potential and overcoming your own limiting beliefs about yourself. I think this is a very popular view and statement at the moment. You need to do hard things in order to be happy, or through struggle comes happiness and all of that. He puts the spin on it, on overcoming limiting beliefs. So not so much doing hard things, but overcoming the thoughts behind it or what might be holding you back mentally. I guess I agree with both. I do think that often actions are more needed than, or let me rephrase that. I think often we need to act in order to overcome those limiting beliefs. So if you think you can't do something and then you do it anyway, you prove to yourself that it was a limiting belief. I don't think that just talking yourself out of the limiting belief actually works in most scenarios anyway. Of course, repetition when it comes to positive mantras, when it comes to positive encouragement, definitely helps. Or positive reminders like screensavers, sticky notes. Most of you know that I'm quite big on that actually. But I think most of the time we need to act before we feel ready to do so. And that means overcoming our limiting beliefs, and then we feel satisfaction. I'm currently reading another book on happiness and stuff like that, and which is called How to Build the Life That You Want by Arthur C. Brooks and Oprah Winfrey. I've read another book by Arthur C. Brooks before, which was called Strength to Strength, and listen to several of his podcasts because he is a happiness researcher, and a lot of the things that he says is that happiness is comprised of multiple components, and essentially purpose is one of them, satisfaction is one of them, pleasure is only a little bit one of them, I believe, and then there is a fourth one which currently doesn't come to mind, unfortunately. I apologize. But I think that satisfaction component mostly is what's most associated with that overcoming of something difficult. And that is something that is so easily controlled, really, if we think about it, like going into an ice bath for some people and coming back out, doing a training session and finishing it successfully, starting to record that podcast, even if you might be not motivated to do so, or writing that email, or like, you know, whatever it is in your line of work or with your kids or so. Like doing that and then completing it, that checking off, that if you are someone else or another fellow checklist lover, you know how satisfying it is to put that check mark next to something on your to-do list. And I think that's exactly that feeling of satisfaction, that component of happiness that he's talking about as well. Quote number two. Learning, at its core, is a broadening of horizons, of seeing things that were previously invisible, and of recognizing capabilities within yourself that you didn't know existed. I truly think the fact that we often cease learning when we get out of school, out of university, or perhaps when we reach the degree or that position at work that we want, and not learning anything new is a big part for unhappiness or discontentment, or just in general. Like, we as humans, we have the desire to grow and to feel like we're expanding. I think expansion, yeah, that's really the word that comes to mind here. And of course, expansion helps us feel like we're fulfilling our potential. So by ceasing to learn, we're truly doing that, unfortunately. And it's so sad that learning is not more encouraged when we're adults. I sometimes think we need to almost like justify when we want to learn more. So like if you're like, oh, I started taking piano lessons, or I regularly speak with, I have a Spanish teacher. For me, of course, it's kind of a necessity to living here. But just in general, if you're like, I picked up learning Chinese, it's almost seemed like, it's nice you have that leisure to do so. And I don't think it should be that way. Yes, of course, we need to carve out the time and money oftentimes to do that. Or it could be time that we, you know, I guess, earn money per se. But on the flip side, we need to look at it in the sense that this is time well spent not just in the sense of preserving our mental cognition and preventing Alzheimer's and dementia and all of that, but also time that fulfills us in different ways so that we can perform better in these other hours of the day. So I truly can only encourage you to pick something new to learn, whether that is in a side hustle, you know, really focusing on learning more about nutrition or starting a nutrition certification, or whether that is a language or a musical instrument or a new sport or like whatever it is, but something new, that novelty, that learning. And I will tell you, it is not that comfortable. Like most of the time when I'm in my Spanish lesson or even in my piano lesson or so, I'm not having fun. I'm like actually not having fun because I can't remember words. I get frustrated with myself. I wish I would be as, you know, when I play the piano would be as nice sounding as when my teacher does it. But then afterwards when I practice and the next time I can remember that word that was slipping my mind 2 months ago, I'm like, yes, I did it. It's stuck. I got it. Or when I can play that song fully, I also feel very, very satisfied. Quote number three, which aspect of skill, if you improved it, would cause the greatest improvement to your abilities overall for the least amount of effort? So at first I read this quote and I thought, maybe I'm not going to share that because it's not really, people might feel like it's not that relevant, or it's only relevant if you have a job where you think you need a large skill set. But the truth is we all need skills, have skills, even if you are a stay-at-home mom, which should be a profession, like an acknowledged profession, in my opinion, and very much a lot of skill goes into that. But you know, which aspect of a skill, if you improved it, would cause the greatest improvement to your abilities overall for the least amount of effort? So that could be, how can you improve the skill of meal prepping for yourself and your family so that it's faster, that it's better, that it's higher quality, and that you have to put in less amount of effort? Or what other skills might you have? Like, this is not just this could be pertaining to how to edit something for your boss, or how to, I don't know what your skills are or some of the skills that you need for what you do, but thinking about if you could improve one thing that you do, what would have the most amount or the biggest contribution to your outcome for the least amount of effort? I want you to think about that, to go away and think about that and focus on that. Maybe that is one of the things that you want to learn more about. And just in general, to recap, so the first point was overcoming our own limiting beliefs through actions is a huge contributor to happiness. So is learning and growth. And of course, in order to be more effective, how could we potentially apply some of that learning to a new skill, or invest some of that learning to a new skill, which hopefully has the biggest contributor for the least amount of effort. Hopefully you found this helpful. The book is called Ultra Learning by Scott Young. Highly recommended. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, or share the episode on social. Very much appreciated. You can also follow us on Instagram at Nutrition Coaching and Life, or head to our website, www.nutritioncoachingandlife.com, where we provide more valuable content. Have a wonderful day. Now go out and work on your best self.